How do you make tomato paste? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Today we've been discussing tomato paste. We've been discussing how you dry tomatoes and how you prepare tomatoes. And we were looking at the Bella San Luce sun-dried julienne cut tomatoes from Chino. Or is it Chico? It's from Chico, California. And we have a jar of them here. And the jar costs $20. But the tomatoes are so good that one tiny teaspoon is enough to feed you for a week. You feel so good. But then they send along a whole set of instructions and recipes with it. But one of the things it says, in this jar of tomato paste, or this jar of dried tomatoes, always keep the olive oil above the tomatoes. Well, as it is, we don't follow directions. We have these tomatoes and we have them so the oil is not above the tomatoes. And so the tomatoes on top are going to dry out and they're going to make it very unattractive for the rest of the tomatoes because you bite from the top and you're going to think that you're getting these beautiful olive oil soaked tomatoes that are sun dried, and what you're going to really get is just some evaporated tomato sauce. But that's life, isn't it? This is what we do. We go to the store and we buy the finest items we can buy, and then the items that we buy have a recipe or have a listing on it of how it should be handled, and we choose not to handle it that way. Now, are you really going to do that? We go into life and we are given a recipe. Is that virgin olive oil you're putting in there now? We go through life and we are given a recipe of how to get the most out of our life, and do we follow that recipe? Do we follow that recipe in listening to what our doctors have to say, what our philosophers have to say, what our mothers and fathers have to say? Do we listen to it? Or do we just go and do as we please and pay no attention to it? Well, generally speaking, we just go and do it as we please and pay no attention to it. And this is the way we live. This is how we choose to express our life. Now, what is it that we do with our children? We take our children and we send them to school. And the father says to the son, "Oh, I hate mathematics. I never liked mathematics. Mathematics was always tough for me." And the mother says to the daughters and the kids, "Oh, I love school. I had the nicest teachers. They were always very nice. I was in love with them." Well, now that's a thrill, isn't it? Especially to the boys. And the boys say, "So what? You know, so what?" Now, how could we as parents encourage our children to like school? How could we as parents encourage our children to get the most out of life? How could we as parents encourage ourselves to get the most out of life? Well, we do it in one simple way. We fall in love with whatever we're doing. If we're going to school, we fall in love with the teacher, with the subject, with the school. We love our school, you know, our alma mater. We say, "It's my alma mater, that's where I went to school. Yeah, that I like that school." And it may be a terrible school, generally speaking, but it's where you went to school. It's where you had all of your growing up years, and it was lots of fun. And lots of trials, but lots of fun. Now, how do we want to create our world? How do we help our children to have a good school? Do we help our children to have a good school by telling our children that their teachers are good for nothing? That their teachers are not well trained, that their teachers are lacking in the proper type of education to work with children? That's what we do. And do you think the kids don't know what's going on the internet? Mm-hmm. And relative to the schools? And how we berate our schools and berate our school systems. And we say, oh, in Japan, the school system is so great because the kids come through their school system so wonderful. Oh, in Korea, you know, the school system is so beautiful and so fantastic that people come through that so beautifully. Or over in Germany or over in France or other countries, people come through schools so beautifully, you know. But here in America, it's a second-rate education that we give to our children. Well, what a terrible thing to say. If we start saying, I respect our educational system in America. I think we got the greatest educational system in the world here in America. I think America's educational system is super. Now, that it could stand some improvement, that's okay. Anything can. But first, praise what you got and build upon what you got, and then it will improve, and you will be the ones to improve it. You'll be the ones to bring about the uplifting of the school system. Now, this happens just through pure psychology. Now, all of us have been aware that psychology is a basic thing that runs the world and runs how people act and think. And if a person is a gentle person, then he has a gentle world. If he's a heavy-duty person, then he has a heavy-duty world. It's just that simple. So we teach ourselves to be gentle. We teach ourselves to be light. We teach ourselves to be loving. We teach ourselves to be caring. And we teach our self to think that our schools are loving, light, and caring, that we teach ourselves to think that our world is a wonderful, joyful place to be. And then, what happens? It is. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever we think in our heart, whatever we believe in our heart, that's what we experience. Now, can we have a nice school system? Yeah. Should Daddy say, I don't like broccoli? What are the kids going to say? They don't like broccoli, and they haven't even tasted it. Dad says, I don't like spinach. And then the kids don't, I don't like liver, you know. Oh, liver, eh, you know. How many people really like liver? Well, they don't have it prepared very well.
Not like me.
And if they prepare it well, then they like it. But the thing is, our world is a world in which we create all of the likes or dislikes in it by ourselves, by our thoughts, by our attitudes. And if we want to create a world of dislikes, then go for it. Because it's out there to be done. And if you want to create a world of likes and happiness and being joyful about every experience you have, then go for that. It's all a matter of your choice. As you think in your heart, so it is. Now, how are you going to think about it? How are you going to think about anything in your world? What kind of a person are you going to be? You laugh at Pollyanna. Ha, 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 ha. You know? Yet Pollyanna is the magic maestro of all. She finds good where others find nothing. And because she finds good where others find nothing, she enjoys a good life. She enjoys happiness and peace and harmony. Wouldn't that be worth going for?
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be worth going for. So today, let's put a new cause in motion for ourselves. And let's call everything good. And everything, even though it's good, it can still be improved. We can still find new ways to make tomato paste that is far more tasty than what we've ever done before. And if you leave it up to Ingeborg, you better be ready, because it's going to have garlic in it. Ingeborg loves garlic and everything, and so therefore whatever Ingeborg creates is going to be touched, if not overloaded, with garlic, and you better like it. But if you want others, Ellen, what is your favorite spice? Oregano?
Basil.
Basil, yeah. Ellen's, so in anything Ellen makes, you'll find basil, you know? And what are you going to find in anything that Daniel makes? You're going to find salt.
Capers.
Not really. I haven't seen capers in anything you brought here yet. Now,
because I ate them all before I get here.
He eats it before he gets here.
Well, now I know where we stand. We get the dregs. Thanks a lot, Sir Daniel. In other words, everything is what you choose to make it. And Daniel, when he gets here, he's all capered up, and so anything else doesn't matter. And he's ready for whatever we serve. But try it yourself to create everything good and watch how everything turns out to be good and very good. Have a good day and know that I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you.